Hello everybody, welcome to episode 25 of the Fat Buddies FIFA Ultimate Team podcast, here with Jake, our trading expert, of course.
What's up guys, how you doing today? Today was the League One guaranteed, so really exciting for a lot of people, although I will say I am not seeing such good pack luck out of it. What about you, Florian?
Yeah, today is Wednesday, we're recording Wednesday, right after the release of the guaranteed SBCs. And honestly, I didn't check Twitter to see what people packed, but I know for sure it's very difficult to pack one of the big boys.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we knew it would be low, like with Neymar and Mbappe and Yedder, but I've literally seen like next to nothing all over Twitter, which is the lowest I've ever seen. I mean, I remember when Serie A came out, I saw a lot of Ronaldos, or quite a few of them at least, but this time it's just simply not the case. I'm seeing so many Mandanda, so many Rajkovic, those are definitely the main two I've seen.
Yeah, I mean, guys, we got team of the season League One last Friday, and it was a very nice team. It is a very nice team, very well boosted. Of course, Ben Yedder, Mbappe, Neymar look great, but we also have some, let's say, B tier players. Oh, yeah. Who are actually very good, like Awar, Renato Sanchez, mm-hmm. Atal. So I like this team a lot. What do you think, Jake? The best team of the season this year? Best league?
It has to be right up there with Prem for me. I mean, they got the three superstars. The only reason I would say Prem might be a little bit better, at least for most users, is because a big chunk of this team is just going to be out of reach for a lot of people, right? A lot of people don't have the 3.5+ million for the big three. Yeah. So the Premier League brought in a lot of players around like the 1 to 2 million mark, which I thought was really exciting because it's a little bit more affordable. But yeah, I mean, no matter how you look at it, I think those got to be 1 and 2.
And also, Jake, I need to remember our audience the fact that in your price prediction for Ben Yedder, you are quite far from his current price.
Yeah, I don't think anyone expected the 5.5+. I think he's right now, he's sitting around 5.85, but yeah, the lowest he got on PS was close to 5 million flat on opening night, and that's the absolute lowest. I don't think he's ever dropped under 5 million. He went to around 4 million on Xbox, and I would have assumed he was 4 million plus on day one, but I'm honestly surprised he can sustain that price. And is he that good? To be honest, I haven't even seen a review on him or heard much about him, since so little can get him and afford him. But EA is just not giving him much supply, and the supply he is getting is being bought up. Because on PS, for example, I'm only seeing legitimately like 2 pages at a time, which is like 15 cards at most. And a lot of the times it's even 1 page. So his price can fluctuate a lot as well. But I think it's justified, and people underestimate all year the amount hype just adds to their value, right? He's got a ton of value simply because it's his name. People know his gold card, and his informs have been broken all year, so they're essentially super duper interested in him. The same thing happened with Adama Traore all year. He went extinct multiple times with different cards just because of the name value, because he was playing so well in the Premier League. He was really hyped up. He's kind of a tank, so he went extinct multiple times, and now we're seeing the same thing with Yedder. And I'm kind of glad, because not everyone will have him, but at the same time, it's just extraordinary. I don't know if we've seen a card like this in FIFA in a long time.
Yeah, I was thinking a lot of people, NDA, think that this is the perfect striker, the perfect player to have in the opponent's penalty box, because he is very, very quick and agile, and he turns very fast. His first touch shot is probably the best in the game, because he's very small and fits the, let's say, the meta this year. I was thinking about what you were saying about the price points, and man, I'm a big fan of Ben Yedder, don't get me wrong.
Yep.
But if I would have 6 million coins, I mean, I have 6 million points, but I don't want to spend them on these cards.
Yep.
If I would have 6 million coins, probably I wouldn't buy Ben Yedder. I would buy Neymar. I don't know, but it's the perfect striker, Ben Yedder, but Neymar is just a more fun card to have in your team. And I think a lot of people in the audience agree. And maybe this is because Neymar, it's also one of the best players in real life. And people really like when a player is also good in FIFA and also in real life.
Totally. Yeah, kind of like when they're hot. We actually saw the same thing. I wouldn't say as good in FIFA, but with Haaland this year, right? When he was playing super duper well in the Bundesliga to start the year, his like future stars card was as hyped as ever. His informs were outrageously expensive. I think one went extinct at like 300K. And his card wasn't even as great in FIFA, but that name value from people watching the league hyped him up like crazy. So it's just, it is kind of cool to see when real life football has a big effect on the market too.
Yeah, and also I can give you a counter example here. Atal, for example, which is a very, very good player in FIFA, five-star weak foot, very good. He's also a good center mid. You can play him as CDM. He has great stats everywhere.
Yeah.
Also four-star skills. If Atal would have been as good in real life and as hyped in real life in the media and so on, he would have been like 2 or 3 mil easily.
Oh, I agree.
But because people don't really know Atal from, maybe you know him if you watch the League One, but Nice is not playing like Champions League football or something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like the counter example, and we see this with every league, I guess.
Yeah, and also with Atal, I'm hearing pros say that he's one of the best right wings of the year. So along with that point that you said that he doesn't have a lot of name recognition, I think in real life, he's also an amazing, amazing FIFA card. So if he did have that recognition, you're right. I think he would easily exceed 2 million. But because people aren't that excited about him compared to like Yetter, that's what gives Yetter like an extra million to a million and a half value, in my opinion, is just his name and what's happened throughout this FIFA cycle.
Yeah, and I can talk a little bit about the players in this team because, as I told you before the podcast, Jake, I've packed all of them except five of them.
The big three.
Not the most. The big three. Also, I didn't pack the big three. I didn't pack Di Maria and I didn't pack Osimhen. That was quite surprising. I don't know why.
That's weird.
But just to make a short story for the people watching or listening, I've opened, as I promised, I've opened almost 180 League One player picks on Monday. A lot of viewers joined the stream. I made a stream on Twitch, and a lot of people came and said they are there from the podcast. So thanks, guys.
Yeah.
For joining. I've opened, like I told you, 180 packs, and I've got 32 Team of the Season players, a lot of duplicates, but none of the big ones, no Di Maria, not no Osimhen. And if you have the picture, Jake, you can open it on the screen.
Oh, I was having some trouble getting that up. So it's just going to be the Team of the Season standard.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. So I can talk a little bit on that. So I've played with Atal because I packed him, and he's very, very good. I've played before with Saint-Maximin, with Adama Traore, with a lot of right wingers, and probably the pros are right. He's one of the best, if not the best. Maybe Messi, Team of the Year, Team of the Season could be better. I didn't play with that card.
Sure.
But Atal, it's very, very good, especially from the fact that you can count on him on the defense also. So that's a big, big plus. Also, who I loved, let's say, during the games was Renato Sanchez. He's very good. He's like a more attacking Kante.
Sure.
So he's fast and he's playing very good. So that's very nice. Other than that, I've tried Depay. I've tried the full team, I told you, except Neymar, Mbappe, Yedder, Di Maria, or Osimhen. Other than that, let's say it's a fun team to play with. A lot of ups and downs with overall team like Silva, Marquinhos in the defense. Probably there are a lot of better center backs with bigger pace.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the team, the League One team looks very good. And extra bonus here, I've also did with the duplicates, I've did Lucas Moura SBC.
Oh, nice.
We'll talk a bit about it after it.
Yeah.
And he's like... he's like, wow, he's like very fast, very agile. I don't know how Ben Yedder team of the season is, but Lucas Moura is at least way better than team of the than player of the month Ben Yedder.
Sure.
So I probably it's comparable to Ben Yedder team of the season, but I didn't check them
both. Ooh, be careful making that bold statement. No, I think that Lucas is extremely, extremely expensive for an SBC. I mean, he's a million coins off the, yeah. off scratch, and but it's one of the best SBC cards we've had all year. So it's kind of torn on that. I think what throws people off about that card a little bit, including myself when I first looked yeah. at it, is it's because it's just Lucas, and I'm not saying it's just him, but I mean, like, he hasn't had that many great cards all year, so it's hard to kind of imagine how that card would play super juiced in a way.
Man, he's very good.
Yeah, I think that feedback is awesome.
I didn't see, I was tweeting about it. I don't know if Nick Random Full Market did this card, but if Nick does this card and he makes a review about him, everybody is going to do Lucas Moura SBC. He's that good. He's, I mean, when you sprint with him, he's like Nas in Need for Speed. He has Nas from Need for Speed.
And so, he's a little bit on the shorter side too, so he probably has that really good agility.
He has 99 balance and agility.
Mm-hmm.
So he's and 5-star weak foot, of course, an upgrade here, which is very good. And I saw a lot of people, I didn't see them playing the games, but pair him with team of the season, Heung-Min Son,
mm-hmm.
Because of course Tottenham, and those 5-star weak foot in attack from both Tottenham players are, it's very, very nice to see.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I thought that was a great SBC. I mean, at this point of the year, you almost need an SBC like that for people to consider doing it too, you know?
Yeah, and Jake, to finish, let's say, my story with Ligue 1 team of the season, I have the guaranteed pack to open, and I want to open it during the podcast, if it's fine with you.
I would love that, Florian. Tell us all who you get immediately. Let's hope it's one of the big three you're missing.
So I'm gonna turn a little bit the camera here, because I have the TV next to me.
Sure.
People are gonna see the TV here on a side.
Yep.
And I'm gonna comment while I'm seeing it. Guys, don't worry, I don't expect me to get something big. Remember, I have all the team of the season players from League One. I only care about the big ones, so other players are a duplicate. But let's see who we get. So when you are ready, Jake, I'm going to press the button.
I don't have to do anything. I'm ready for you, and I want to hear who you get.
Okay. Okay. So pressing the button. Let's see. The board's open. We see blue, of course. We see the flag, French flag, center mid from Lyon. It's Awar.
That's not a bad pull, but it's not who you're hoping for.
Yeah, because guys, I packed Awar like three times during my packs. So it's of course a duplicate player on my screen. Let me just exit the animation. Yeah, so I mean, probably I got a better player than a lot of people, but not the big one for me.
Yeah, not who you're hoping for.
Yeah, no worries. He will fit very good in another SBC.
No kidding. Exactly. Throw him into something else, right?
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about trading, sure. Jake, because people expect to make some coins after listening or watching this podcast. And let's say the market went very, very low in the last days. What happened there? First, what happened? Second, what can we hope for tomorrow on Thursday when it's like the big day for making coins?
Yeah, good question. So basically what's happening right now, guys, is the market's actually almost in general going down on Fridays, which is quite weird. Friday is usually a stable day, or at least a day of rise for the market. But what's happening is every single Friday recently, we've been getting a new team of the season. And that new team of the season is providing a ton more meta options for your team. And people are really excited about them. So what's happening is people might switch out a current right wing they have for this Di Maria, or they might switch out a center back for this Marquinhos, you know? So they're making some quick changes when the new team releases, and they're debating what changes to make. Other than that, there's some specific ones that I wanted to talk about because a lot of people have asked me about it. The Neymar gold card, actually. I actually have him right here. He's down pretty heavily this week, and a lot of people have asked me why. You also have to look at the SBCs that we've had recently, as they have a huge, huge factor in player pricing. So this Neymar is down to 250K on PS and 190 about on Xbox. And the reason he's down so much is because essentially we had Payet first as a left wing, which was a really nice card, and he was priced really appropriately. I think he was just an 84 and an 85 squad, which is quite cheap nowadays. And then we also had Nani, who a lot of people did as well. So a lot of people sold Neymar, who was in their team, and substituted him with those two cards. But also, yeah, it's just some cards are dying because they're getting a little bit outdated. Now that we've had so many different team of the seasons, and even some of these minor leagues guys, I'm going to actually go to the minor leagues here, have some exciting cards, and they have some cards that players want to work in. So when I look at MLS, I see Joseph Martinez sitting above 500K. I see Carlos Vela around 300K. Opara, of course, around 360K right now. So I'm looking at those three, and people are forcing them into their teams with some icons and some other looks too. But they're making changes weekly, guys. So with everyone changing their team weekly and new meta options coming in, old cards just lose value. I mean, Gold Conte, I think when I looked, is nearly SBC fodder. Same with Gold De Bruyne. Other players like that have just fallen to SBC fodder because there's just too many options for cheap now. I mean, even looking at this Morales, guys, he's Argentine, so he's not even that hard to link. He's got above 90 in pace, shooting, passing, and dribbling, and he's 47K. So when cards like that are holding a value under 50K, it's quite hard for other players to rise, and that's why you're seeing so much of the market downtrend. And I don't think it's going to get a whole lot better with Ultimate Team of the Season around the corner, because that means that top-tier cards, like some of the best cards we've seen all Team of the Season, are going to start losing some value and become more affordable for people. So if people can upgrade to them in a cheaper way for less coins, they're going to substitute them in easier. So I don't see the market picking up too much. Tomorrow it will rise probably a little bit for things surrounding League One and current SBCs we've had, but it will be a pretty specified rise.
Yeah, so not, let's say, what's happening also, guys, is that a lot of people are, there are two things here. So a lot of people are doing the upgrade packs.
Yep.
Because they are doing that, they are selling stuff from their club.
Yep.
So they, first of all, Monday, they rushed into selling like maybe expensive players to buy expensive League One rares. So the gold rares from League One reached maybe 3.5K at some point.
Yep.
I know that I had like more gold rare players from League One than I did the packs, and I was selling a couple of them, like some Osimhen I was selling for 3.5K. I sold like 20 of them just to get rid of some players and finish faster the packs. That's one thing. Second thing is that less and less players are playing the game. I mean, I stopped this weekend league. I stopped at 15 wins just because I didn't have the mood into playing even more. So probably no one is playing during the weekend, or like people who play a lot FIFA during the whole year are playing, not casuals or people like this. This is the second thing. And third thing, there is also another thing, is that people are getting a lot of players. So imagine you're getting, if you're playing Weekend League or if you're doing the objectives or the SBCs, you probably have like 10, 11, maybe 11 untradeable players in your squad.
Yep.
Personally now, because I have, let's say, 80% the League One team, and I have Mane and Robertson on the left side, I have a full untradeable team. I don't have any tradable player, so I don't need any tradable player in my team. And I'm trying to play also with them, because I have League One players from this week. I have from La Liga. I have a lot of La Liga players. I have some Prem players because I did all the SBCs for that. So I don't need more players to get, and I only need one or two players to buy from the market, yep, if that's needed. But I can play on lower cam, and I don't even need the players from the market. So I think what's happening here, it's a lot of players are FIFA players, yep, are fitting all the untradeables in their teams, and if they buy a player, they buy a very expensive one, like 1 or 2 million type of player, or holding their money. Some of them are holding their money to buy this very OP 98-99 rated, like Neymar, Cristiano Ronaldo, Ben Yedder, and so on. So people are getting those ones because they don't miss any other player in their squad.
Exactly. Yeah, and the thing is, so many people have untradeables, and like you said, people, some places for sure are reducing their quarantine stipulations, and then the upgrade packs. All of this is a really bad combination for the market, and
yeah,
you're right, it will pick up a little bit tomorrow in very specific areas, but that's about it. And it's just the point of the stage, it's just the point of FIFA now, guys, where it's going to be really important to just have some fun. And I think that people don't talk about that enough, but if you want to play with a new team every week, go for it. And sure, you might lose some coins. I mean, you'll definitely lose coins, but
you'll lose a lot of coins.
Totally. You've built coins all year for this. It's the last few months before the cycle. Those coins aren't going to do anything for you in a couple months for FIFA 21. From my knowledge, it sounds like FIFA 21 is coming out right on time, right as scheduled as usual. So just enjoy these last few months, guys. Play with some fun players. Get some new mechanics down and just enjoy it.
And guys, I told you I spent like 3 million coins doing upgrades, and probably if I would have sold those 2,000 players, League One players, on Monday, I would have made like 7 mil. But I said, let's have some fun with the packs. You know, packs are always fun. And I saw a lot of players, a lot of people, and maybe you said it also, Jake, like they are not worth it. It was like a pack was like 35k or maybe even 40k if you would have bought them bin. So it was very, very expensive. But I was thinking the following thing. Some people say, hey, spend the money, get some players and have fun playing the game. We have to agree here that FIFA 20, not FIFA in general, FIFA 20, it's not the most fun game you can play. It's a game with a lot of bugs, a lot of glitches. If you play Weekend League, a lot of people use the no loss glitch. We saw like 300 players getting top 100, not top 100, 30 and 0 wins. What else? There is a button delay when you like you want to have some fun, you connect to the PlayStation and there is button delay and you cannot do anything.
The mechanics cater to, or at least push people to want to play ultra defensive, non-attacking football.
Exactly.
Which it's just repetitive a lot for people. And to score a goal, you're often having to work it around in their final third for a good 20 passes, or them to make mistakes, or multiple drag backs. And it's just, I think people are kind of bored of the meta of this game. And I hope that the next game they make is more attacking heavy. And I don't really care if it's like a 3 to 5 goal a game type attack heavy, but I think that needs to return in a little bit. And I think FIFA over the years has pushed to more and more realistic. I mean, this is a really, really slow game, guys. If you have FIFA 16, 17, even 18, go play them and you'll realize how slow FIFA 20 is in terms of quick passing, movement. It's just a slower game. It's not as arcadey. But a lot of people like that arcadey feel. It's what makes it a little bit different to normal seasons and stuff too. So I hope they bring back some more attacking football.
Just to finish here, when we say, and sometimes I say also, like, go have fun with the team and have fun with the game, you cannot really do that. So that's why if you want to risk it and just make some packs, this week it's like League One, you can try that. There is a very low chance you pack Neymar or Ben Yedder or Mbappe, but you can try that. Next week there is Ultimate Team of the Season. Probably we will get upgrade packs for all the big leagues. So I can expect that to happen. And maybe we get some big boys SBCs, like, I don't know, some Paul Pogba or something like that. So yeah, we can wait maybe next week to see what's up from EA and what they are getting to us. But I mean, the game is almost finished. It's the middle of June now. There is, I don't know what's next, maybe Fatis and
I think so.
another promo from EA. But yeah, I mean, until now, you kind of have a lot of players in your club and you know what to do with that.
Yeah, no, totally. And it would take a lot for people to change their team. And I'm sure Footies will have players like Adama and Kent and Usman Dembele super juiced. And it's a fun
Ferland
time.
Mendy.
Yeah, Mendy. Oh, totally. He'll definitely be in. So it's a really fun time for people. And they usually make them fairly affordable because it's so late in the game cycle. So hopefully they just do some fun stuff like that and like a Prime Moments SBC. I would still love to see it just because... it'd be pretty cool to see people packing players that have held value over 10 million all year, like a Hullet or a Ronaldo, no matter how bad the odds are. I think it still would be fun because they've never ever done that. I mean, Moments have only been around last year, but I think it'd be a fun mix-up and bring some people onto the game. And then on top of that, it can be a pretty fun time. Last year, they did something where pretty much all special cards were back in packs. That was right around July they did that, so... That's fun as well. People just love ripping open packs. I think we can all know that. If you look at any streamers this week who have been opening League One packs, they're getting insane viewership almost all the time. You can attest to that personally, Florian. You had really nice numbers for your stream, even though you don't stream all that often. And I think if people can open a 7.5k pack and have decent chances of making coins back, they're just going to rip them open just for fun.
Of course. And maybe during other promos, I don't agree with this. Maybe it was even better to invest and to sell the players.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But now, guys, you can go for it. Maybe you get lucky.
Yep.
Most of you won't get lucky. Don't try to take our words and believe in us that you'll get lucky, because you won't.
Yep.
But some of you do. And I wanted to add something else here.
Sure. Yep.
That myself, I probably will do some upgrades also on Thursday, because I still have a lot of coins. I have like cash. Coins liquid. I have 5 mil.
Also
I have a team of the year Kante, which I promised I will never sell. So that I'm never selling. But I have a big team. I have, if I'm counting the fathers, and if something gets released to do something with the father players, I have like above 90 rated team of the season players. I have like 20 or 20, maybe 30 players, something like that. So if a Prime Icon or a Moments SBC comes, I have enough players in my club to also do that.
Sure.
And they also want, like, maybe towards the end of the podcast today, I wanted to ask you, Jake, about where the market is going in terms of price points of the players, because my guess is that it's going lower and lower every week. What can we expect for this ultimate team of the season to happen?
Yeah, you're totally right. It's just going to keep going down. There's really no reason that it shouldn't. When all of the best players become available in packs, guys, they're going to get way more supply. It's going to lessen their value. So when the very, very best cards in the game, like Messi, Ronaldo, I'm sure, I actually think Ben Yedder will be in it too. When cards like that get put back in packs and they lose value, everyone comes down with them, because people want those cards in their team and they'll sell different cards to make them work. So yeah, the whole market's gonna just keep dropping for a little bit here, for a while here. I don't really know why it would pick back up as a market as a whole.
Yeah, so probably, guys, if you have 2 million coins today, if you come back 1 month from now, you will probably buy a lot of players that you cannot afford today.
Yep.
If you're going for a holiday or something like this.
Yeah.
Save for that. Other than that, what can I say, every day lower and lower. Let's hope tomorrow for some increase in League One, let's say, specials out of position from this team of the season.
Yep.
Players that are not, let's say, I see that there are not a lot of left backs. Yep. Strikers are quite expensive. Ben Yedder, it's expensive. Neymar, it's expensive. So you can go into those type of players, yep, as also Jake was saying. What else, Jake? Anything else for today, or we can wrap it up?
I'm just actually looking at a couple cards on screen that I can touch on just real quickly here. Mm-hmm. And it just, Florian and I mentioned that the market's going to pick up in a few different areas, likely tomorrow. And
yeah,
sure, it's going to be League One primarily, right? Because people have their links. But also, guys, it's really important to note, just keep your mind open. So when I'm looking at the team of the season, I'm seeing that the two primary center backs, or the only two that people are going to use, are Brazilians. So because they're Brazilian, and because we've had a lot of Brazilian SBCs and things recently with Militao and Allen that a lot of people have been doing, something that could work out well for flips tomorrow is the Brazilian outside backs that link with them, which is, I'm looking at Lodi, Future Stars is one of the best ones for Brazilian left backs. And then for right backs, I'm looking at Future Stars Emerson. You can also apply the same method with icons. So Roberto Carlos or Carlos Alberto could do pretty well tomorrow in their respective positions. And then lastly, keep an eye on what SBCs have come. So the big SBC that was really affordable for a lot of people, and you already saw some cards rise, was Nani. He mm-hmm. came this week, and a lot of Portuguese left back showed good signs of rising this week, but some still have room to rise. So I'm looking at one I really like is actually Renato Sanchez, shapeshifter. He's a left back, and he links with not only League One, but he links with Nani. I think that's a really unique card that could go up maybe like 10 to 15K plus tomorrow. So I really like that. So just keep...
So you said Renato left back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm buying like 20 of them right
perfect.
Now.
Perfect. Keep going. Buy them out. Yeah, and guys, when you think about Thursday flips, try to think big picture, right? Don't only think about what people are going to get in their red picks. Also know, the guys, that some red picks are really atrocious and that some people are just going to use them as SBC fodder anyway towards players like Nani or towards players like Lucas Moura. So players that link with those two cards should do pretty well this week. So just keep your mind open and think about big picture stuff when you're looking at Thursday flips.
Yeah, no, these are very good tips, Jake. I don't know if I have something else to add. This weekend, I'm going out of the city, so I'm going at the mountainside, so I will not play weekend league. Probably one of the few weekend leagues I don't play this year.
Yep.
So personally, I don't really care about ultimate team of the season player picks, because of course they will be bad.
Yep.
But good luck to you guys in to doing that. Probably it will be a very crazy weekend league, because last chance to pack someone good. Of course, if you one other thing, because you mentioned that last year in July a lot of specials were in packs in the same time, so they did like several promos in the same time in packs.
Yep.
So I want to advise you guys to, if there are not like League One players, to sell those specials if you have them in the club.
Definitely.
and start saving some coins from now. And yeah.
Definitely.
So good luck with this weekend league, and I hope we see some surprises in terms of SBCs from EA during this last week of Team of the Season. Last question, Jake, do you think it will be 2 weeks ultimate Team of the Season?
I do, yeah. I think it's a good cap off, and I think it's a time for them to get their last bit of huge pack sales in. So I think that there's a lot of
I wasn't expecting this answer.
Yeah, I do. I think that they can try to get the last bit of FIFA 20 money they want out of it this week.
And what, two teams or one team 2 weeks?
Oh, good question. I think one team 2 weeks.
Yeah. Imagine that, and imagine like doing like upgrades for every league, and maybe one upgrade at a time, or some upgrades, some bad upgrades at the beginning, and later some good upgrades, you know, for people to spend all their coins on those.
Totally. And I can see that happening just as a big team of the season finale. And I think that'd be really fun. You know, people still love to grind those upgrades and are willing to put in a lot of time doing it. And I think that's a fun way to end. Let people commit some time to it in June and have some fun and try to pack them as much as they can.
And another question, because I know a lot of people are thinking about this. Any what any thoughts about fathers? Because let's say fathers are and were very low in the last weeks.
Yep.
Do you think EA will do something about it in this, let's say, 1 2 weeks of Ultimate Team?
They better because tons of packs are going to be open. What they did with Lucas, the Lucas SBC, was the right concept where they had a ton of different squads. They used everything, I think, from 86 to 89 rated squads, which let people use almost any fodder they had from whether it was high rated from upgrade packs like, say, Godin or Keylor Navas or something, whatever you're getting, or just red picks from Team of the Seasons. They really let you use those. So I hope they do something similar to him. I don't really care if they put out another couple million coin plus players. It's perfect for the people spamming upgrades and because people have accumulated so many red picks and objective players that are so high rated that it really knocks the price down for a lot.
A lot of high rateds, Jake,
Yeah.
especially the ones doing upgrade packs. I know last
Yep.
Thursday, I don't even remember what team it was. I think it was Serie A, right? A lot of people were doing upgrades on Thursday and getting like every 3 or 5 packs getting a father team of the season
Totally.
from Serie A. So I think a lot of people are sitting on a lot of untradeable high rated.
I agree.
Okay. Thanks for watching, guys. Of course, for listening on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcast. We see you or we see the data from there, and you guys are there also. Stay safe wherever you are. Leave us in comments your questions. I saw a lot of questions getting answered by Jake. So keep doing that. And yeah,
Please, yep.
take care and see you next week.
And good luck in your red picks, guys. Later.
Of course, of course. Bye bye.